Welcome to Conversations with Chris, a podcast from Abiding Above Ministries and Chris Hodges.
Welcome back, everybody. Larry, thanks again for joining us. We talked about a little bit earlier in the previous podcast about your discipleship and all that, but understand there was a certain aha moment for you.
I remember clearly when this happened. Larry was going through discipleship with me. We were going through a book by Miles J. Stanford called The Complete Green Letters. Mm-hmm. And I would highly recommend you, if you're listening, to go out and get a copy of it or write to us and we'll send you one.
Yes.
But they're short chapters, but they're powerful chapters. And we were going through this together. And Larry, being a dentist and meticulous, when he would read a chapter, he would turn back to the front of the chapter and write at the top what he thought the chapter was saying. One morning when we met at the same place every week. This chapter talked about the believer's position in Christ, and he thought that he was misunderstanding it, but the truth is he had it spot on. Larry, tell us about that.
I remember reading that and thinking, wait a minute, this is saying, if I'm reading this correctly, that God sees me in Christ right now, not when I die and go to heaven, but he, even on the cross, he saw me there. And I just really couldn't get my head around that. And I just thought, that can't be right. I'm just, you know, like you said, I'm just misreading this. And we met and you were like, yep, you got it.
That's what it means.
And I just kind of pushed back from the table. And I can remember looking up, tears in my eyes, thinking, oh, my word.
Yes, I remember you just looked up. Tears were coming down your cheeks. Yeah. And it was your aha moment, we call it now. And you looked at me. And you said, he sees me this way now.
Yep.
And I said, how can he not? He's omniscient. He knows everything. So you're already complete in Christ forever. It's already yours. Yes. Jesus said, it is finished. And he meant that. And he was saying that from an eternal perspective. And you pushed back from the table. And you were crying. And this is what you said. You mean all the money that I've given to ministry? You mean all the mission trips I've gone on, it's not adding anything? No, I said, it's all been done on the cross. You're fully accepted in Christ before you did any of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And you were just like,
stunned.
Just in awe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was probably, looking back on it, probably the impetus for me studying the attributes. Because in order to understand what we're talking about, you have to understand that God's eternal. God's omniscient. He knows all. He is seeing it all. Nothing's surprising him at all. So in order to understand that perspective, God's perspective, which is what we call it, you have to understand some of his attributes to make that work. And to know that his attributes are not our attributes.
It's like Vance Havner said, has it ever occurred to you that nothing has ever occurred to God?
That's great.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. It's already in the Lord's mind. He already knows what's going to happen. You're completely already there, so to speak, air quotes. So
there's nothing we can add to what he's already done. We're just not used to thinking that way. That's why our minds have to be transformed. Be therefore transformed by the renewing of the mind, because we don't think this way.
Yeah.
But when it comes to God, you have to stop and think and see things from an eternal perspective.
Right.
Yeah. And when you do, you're applying this to you as an individual.
Stuck here in time.
Yeah. It's stuck in this moment called time. A life is but a vapor, the Bible says in James.
Right.
You realize it's not striving. It's not struggling. It's not trying to get his acceptance by something I say or do or give. I've already got it. I work out of that.
Praise the Lord.
As I walk by faith, I'm not trying to do those things to get him to accept me. If that's the case, then why did Jesus die on the cross?
True.
Right, yeah, you're trying to do something he's already done. It's like that childlike faith you're supposed to have. You don't have to all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to believe. That probably stopped the meeting too, didn't it? It's like, okay, wait a minute.
Yeah,
I can't do anymore.
We've had many boo-hoo moments.
And what about something we say, ever since then, when you read the Bible again, like you just finished reading chronologically,
right.
I guess today you finished
today
we'll
for
be a whole year.
Last day.
All right. You see these things from Old Testament to New, and you think, if I had not had that aha moment, I would not see this portion correctly.
You just read right past it.
Yeah.
Like I did for, 30 years. You just don't read into it what's there. But once you understand it and you understand God's attributes, they pop out everywhere and you see yourself and you see how God sees you. And man, it really changes your, like you said, it changes your mental
perspective.
Your mental perspective. That's yep. Very good. Yes, exactly.
Like putting on new reading glasses. Like, wow.
That's some eternal vision.
Eternal vision.
Right. Well, we hope everybody out there has had their aha moment. And thank you for sharing that, Larry. Thank you for joining us for Conversations with Chris. If you want to know more about this episode's topic or more about Abiding Above Ministries, please visit abidingabove.org. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.